Blog Talk Radio.
Cosmic Philosopher, I am Tim Alzad, and another day where I imagine some people out there waiting to hear me come on the show. I look forward to coming on the show, and you know, we cannot tell when the time comes to terminate certain things. But I'm not worrying about that, because here is the time for everything. And I don't want to engage myself into something that I should not be doing. Since I cannot assess the way I'm living, the way I feel, just upon my feelings, I'll have to consider that. I think and I feel. I feel the need. History is what I am to have interest in, talk about it, and set forth some things that are very important for people to know. As I listen to many, what we call, it is so bad to feel, just don't feel right when you have to refer to some some characters. Then I feel better saying that, because if you think about the character of the Bible, the Christian Bible, it is very painful to talk about this, because I grew up with some nice people in Jamaica. One lady now and her husband, I am thinking about right now, and it's maybe about 40 years I haven't seen those people, and I feel certain that they pass away. At the rate that I come to understand Christianity, and I hear people preaching that God called Abraham, you know, it is awful when my level of reading transcend what I used to believe. What I used to believe, I can't say everything that I believe, because I did know certain things then, but not the substantial things that I should know. I believed in. Coming to a mature level of understanding what my searching for the truth, I just happened to start reading and pay attention to what I read. So now, if I'm to have a conversation with someone, it's not the regular type. It's not the regular type of communication like I used to have. Because now I'm talking from, I have earned as a knowledge of reading and on the way I treat what I understand. Because when I come to the conclusion of anything to be what I need to hold, I do search. I search out what I am going to store into my brain function. Who I grew up with, who just believe into foolishness that they learn from the church. When I see that some people are not going to make it into understand certain things that would enrich their life, they're not going to get it because they've gone too far with believing in the church and Jesus Christ. And there was a time when I start to understand something like what, you know, would naturally be a proposed belief into this thing. No, I'm not at that level. And even if somebody would think that they are not into what I'm saying, well, you know, I have resolved that type of thing. Because I do not hold any kind of, I don't hold a certain connection with a certain emphasis. I don't hold a person in that, you know, like able to feel good about this person and this person's knowledge. And it's just what I have learned about historic knowledge. History is a record of the past. Oh Lord, I mean, when I listen some preachers and they're talking about some Jewish books or something like that, and oh gosh, no, it's not, I cannot rely on people anymore. Let's say, even for them to be a good communication companion, then, where we always have something fresh to tell each other and stuff. No. The way I would call to my friends and have something to say, something uplifting. I don't get that except from I can tell you that the amount of people that would call me and make me feel good about the call, I think I could count it on one hand, you know, on my five fingers. Because it's not because I don't know people, but I like to talk because I am in connection with building up my spiritual self every day. It is what I am concerned about because I want my life to mature to a dimension where I feel good of myself. You know, I'm not going to want anybody to like tell me things that I'm not depending on feeling good about what somebody say, and I want to feel assured when somebody's talking to me. They know what they're talking about. You know, I can look into it and know, okay, yeah, that's right. But I don't have much people at all that have any delight. Understand basically why that is so. I have done what I consider to be I call word science process, where my mind went to understand things. It's words and the science of what is in there, and the process that it must go through. That's what my head is about, my brain. And it is along quite a few years now, and I have the best life. It's just that I just cannot get to the place where I have people as support to what my thinking is. And I am not trying to make anybody shape them into being me. I know what I'm saying, and I know, you know, not to do something like that. I am not pushing anybody to walk the way I want them to walk, because I don't see it to be fruitful to have that attitude, to want people to like make every step the way you would like for them to make. I don't know. I mean, I would like to find someone who, along the line that I think, and develop their judgment and build your capacity of knowing how to develop and to have information that you can share with someone who will say, oh, okay, this person is on his way or her way. You know, because when you talk, you can find out when somebody is paying attention to something that they are trying to, you know, I mean, get into line. Because when you talk to people, you can find out whether they're fool or not, you know, or they're just barely, you know, catching on. Now, I am content with myself because I am developing, and I have developed pretty much. And this is one of the reasons why I don't have friends like when I was younger and stuff like that. And today, I don't have the friends I used to have because I have developed. I have developed. And there's hardly anybody keeping up with the way I talk. And I'm not talking like I am a rich man or like I am beyond anybody at all. No, I just talk naturally, but the kind of stuff that is coming out naturally become an offense. You see? And it's not like I am trying to offend someone. Honestly, a friend of mine that we have been talking over the past, say, 3 months or stuff like that, and prior to that, we used to just talk now and then, okay? But we know and understand each other well, and I find out lately we have been closer because he gave me some things to do, right? There's a little research and a little typing of what I research. I was working on for this friend of mine and hand over the thing that I did to the friend. And during that time, we'll talk, get into conversation, and then my friend would begin to make sounds and say, you behave like he's playing, but it's interference to what we're talking about. So about twice, I remember him said, so what were you trying to do, ho-talk me? So he has something about being ho-talked, and I don't have anything with that. I don't have the attitude that I am trying to out-talk anybody at all. I don't have that attitude. I am a spiritually growing knowledge. That's what is causing the problem. Too many people who are above the little average level they are can't keep up with me. And it is easy for us to drift apart, because if the person hear me say something, you know, it's something for us to like talk about and get on the inside and outside of the thing. And it's like my friend is always going to find certain problems where we differ. Now, I don't expect that we are going to see eye to eye on everything, and I don't want anybody to like feel, you know, stress to keep up with what I'm saying. Because usually what I say to someone may sound strange or difficult, or why am I getting difficult and technical and stuff. And if I get a chance to explain to the person why and what it does, they will just have to agree with me. It makes sense. So it means it didn't make sense before, but now that I explain, but it's as though I am drying out these friends, their perception and their understanding, you know. So, but it's a long time I have been working on the higher understanding of things. So now, somebody said to me, oh, this guy I'm telling you about now, before I tell you anything else, it seems to me like when I heard him say, you know, like if I am trying to out-talk him, that he was undergoing some stress, you know, like not coming out like he should, you know, because when I don't expect you know, this person to say, you know, am I trying to out-talk? I'm not trying to out-talk. I'm talking something that is an understanding, a knowledge in my head. And if I say something that rub off some of these things into the conversation, and the person don't, you know, is not ready to go where they are supposed to go to, like, respond back to me. So after that, something happened. Something happened, and the friend was driving, and I was at where I live, and we were talking. And the conversation we were talking caused me to develop a thought that the world, the BC world before our time, the BC or BCE, opposed to AD and Adamany, where we are in right now, you know, there's a lot to know, to learn about the change of the calendar. A lot of people don't know nothing about that at all. And I go down into a lot of these things and learn something, I mean, you know, far beyond what I used to know. So the friend said to me, when I make a statement to him, he said, but talking about the difference between AD and Adamany and BC era, there's a lot to it that you can dig up and understand. So I said to my friend, you know, the difference, I was showing the difference between antiquity in the BC era and AD and Adamany. And I was talking to him about the difference between now and back there, and comparing the difference between the both eras, right? Now, when I told him about the comparison of time past and where we are today, in a cool, calm tone, he said, but maybe if we go back there, we may see some of the same thing that we have here today. So when he said that to me, I think that was off key to me and assess about what happened in earlier time back in our ancestors, some of our ancestors back there, and what did they know, and their level of perception and things like that. I thought that if he knew the same thing I knew along that line, he wouldn't say that. So the distinction is very poor, right? I mean, I wouldn't tell him that, but that's what happened. So when he used to, like, ball out and say, if I want to out-talk him, it was a natural thing for that to happen between his thinking and my thinking. Now, when I when he answered that to me and said that we might find the same thing back there like we have here today, I tell him that when I ask him, why does he say he think that we may find things back in olden time like what we have here today? When I ask him, why did he say that? He got wrinkled. Yeah. My friend, that I feel like, okay, I mean, and what of the thing is, my friend is a university graduate. I am not. But it's not because I can, it's not reading that is doing this. You know, a little bit of reading can do what I am doing if you're thinking, you know, especially if you find out something about words and usage. If you think deeply and associate yourself with words, there are a lot of people with higher education than you that they will get lost. They get lost. If you talk deep and put out your reasoning, you're not trying to like create any kind of a negative impression at all. You're not trying to get ahead of nobody. It's a matter that something good to bring out and to understand. That's all I am about. I am that about, like, want to be ahead of nobody at all. And any knowledge I have, and it comes to the moment that I need to let some out here, I will let it out, because I am not trying to hide anything from anybody. I'll tell you whatever I know. And if it comes out that you see something in what you hear, that's nice. That's nice. And you make much of it. I love that. So I develop a lot of cunning than most people have, because I clean up a lot of dirt out of myself. You know, psychological dirt. I do. So when I'm talking to somebody who has a very strong thrust, you know, to talk and put certain things together, if I don't know what this person is saying, I simply ask a question, you know, ask for information to that, our explanation that will lead me to understand. You see? Hello?
Rain, it's raining.
Oh, okay, all right. Thanks. Okay, just a second. Well, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But, you know, let me tell you something. I only go to high school. I only go to high school. When I am adult, I go to adult high school and graduate. I am not
the best scholar out reading at that level. I'm not the best, right? But I try hard to make it where I am at. So that's what it is to me. I think a lot. And the things I think about are, you know, let's say, I think about, you know, spiritual things that are happening, you know, way above us. So you, let's say, we know, we have a great world above our heads, and at night is a good time, you know, where if you live at a place that is dark and stuff like that, you can get to see a lot of stars, right? So I get to be a pretty smart person because of that. And I don't have the shortcomings like a lot of people. Like I say, I stay in my lane. I stay in my lane. And that I tell my friend I'm telling about, it's a good thing I was warning him, because since we were talking a lot of things and certain critical things, I felt that it was necessary for me to let him know that in our talking, we are not in the same lane. He's in his lane and I am in my lane when it comes to what I think, what I believe, and the same for him. I say, we, you know, I ain't going to hold you to no standard. In the sense that, you know, you're going to tell me exactly what you feel like telling and think. You're going to tell me just that. And I can, I must not complain. If anything, I can work something out. But I cannot, like, have an attitude where, you know, like, I'm relying on him, or he rely on me. I said, no, we are free. If there's anything, we're going to discuss it, and we part and go away, right? If we believe the same right thing, we will live out the right thing. So we don't need to hold, tie no rope around each other's neck. You're free, and I am free, so we're going to talk whatever we want to talk. And so, Mary, if we are right on point with each other and stuff like that, my friends, it came down to the point where it appears like my friend, because now it's going like about a good month or so ago now, from that evening when I tell you we were talking, when I ask him to tell me why he thinks if he goes back in time in the BC era, he may find a whole bunch of foolishness like what we have here today. When I ask him, why do you say that? He stared and he, you know, begin to like puke upon me. And I said, you know, he said, but I am driving. I said, but you told me the thing while you're driving. So I don't feel like it was, you know, I'm out of place to ask you to tell me. That's what I said. If he knew what to say, he could just say, just like when he said to me, we may find things in the past, like just things we have here today. He would just say that, because it's just the amount of talking that he's talking to me and rebelling. Instead, he just tell me, you know, You see what I mean? But listen to me. If you think I am joking, let me tell you something about a person who think a lot and get to know a lot of things a lot of people don't think about. It is a good thing when you know, because your way of life will be grander, nicer. And I don't mean that you have more money than anybody. No. I know that, you know, I have nothing to do with money. Right? It is about psychological views and the way you the way you decide to navigate things, you know, very clever. Certain moves certain people make, you don't make those kind of moves. You look and see what can happen if you make this move. When you're full up of these kind of knowledge, you know, it's not everybody is going to feel happy with you, because when you have more psychological power than somebody else and they realize it, you will see the difference where they will, like, keep a distance because they will feel your energy. Although you are not trying to, like, bruise them or nothing like that, they don't feel okay with you because they realize that you have a higher sensory power about doing things, you know, and the way you react to things. They'll find out that you are way above their thinking, so they don't feel all that secure with you because they don't like to feel bad or get caught into some situation that they don't like, because they would like to feel equal and feel even and stuff like that. And when it's not going that way, some people fall away. They don't want to talk to you. I don't know if that ever happened to me, where I don't want to talk to somebody. It never happened to me at all. I don't see that. I have never found anybody that makes me feel uncomfortable. No, because I'm always free to ask you. If you say something I don't know, it's a delight to me to ask you. But some people are not like that. And if it happened too frequently, when they find out that, you know what, they're slipping and they can't keep up with you, they will feel afraid, ashamed, or, you know, they can't see themselves in the light they would like to see. All right. I can tell you that if I tell this before, excuse me for repeating this. It is something that happened to me while I was representing myself in court. I was suing my attorney. Yeah, that's true. I did. And it concerning my attorney and a federal judge that was presiding over my case. And my attorney represented my case before that federal judge. I come to the conclusion that there come a time during the procedure of the case where my lawyer take me to the federal building, and yes, yes, he took me to the court to address the judge about the status of my case. He said that it was two defendants, on my case, and the court, the judge, the federal judge, dismissed one of the defendants of the case and leave the other defendant there, which was, you know, was not the major defendant on the case. So the lesser defendant was left on the case, so it's kind of not, you know, it kind of pull away merit or stuff like that. So my lawyer tell the judge that it seemed like the judge either didn't know or he knew, but let's say he didn't know that he left one of the defendant on the case while he dismissed the other one. And so the court decided to terminate the ruling on the first defendant in the case, and he is going to have the both defendants write their pleadings over, and he gave us 2 weeks to do the same. All right, so apparently my lawyer did that and filed the paper. So when he filed now, and we were supposed to move on further with the case, that didn't happen. The case did not go any further. The judge only wait until everybody put their pleadings in, and the judge dismissed it summarily right there. Okay, so my lawyer's reaction is he doesn't understand why the judge would do such a thing. I don't believe him. I think he's playing over my head, and he probably don't think that I am going to go there with my thinking, because I'm not a lawyer or anything like that. So he said he's going to appeal the case. You imagine if your attorney is telling you, leading you down this road, as I am telling you. So, all right, I'm going to lay low until, you know, he get results from the appellate court. It run, you know, maybe 3 months or something like that, and I asked him what happened to the appeal. You know, and he say he doesn't hear anything yet. So, you know, wait a little, and I decided that, you know what? I want to find a lawyer to sue this guy. Because I think, I'll stand a chance of getting something out of him for tricking me. So the long and the short of it, I couldn't get no lawyer because, you know, it's tight, you know, to get a lawyer to go up against his peers. And so, how the story goes, I got the file from the attorney. He charged me $50 for the files, copies of the file. Okay. I pay him, and I got, I guess, some of the file. When I go home and look at the rulings that the judge, what the judge ruled, coming up to him dismissing the case, I see inconsistencies in his ruling, and feel to myself that I do have grounds, but I don't not getting any lawyer, so I'm going to sue him myself. And then I am an assistant legal secretary to draw up the little complaint for me. It was not a big thing, so it was very nice. This lady did the little case petition for me, and I filed it, and as usual, the lawyer is coming up with his deposition to dismiss my case. So we waited until it was time for us to go in and speak to the circuit court judge who is now handling my case. And I filed, my lawyer came in to argue that the court should dismiss my case. And he came in the morning, and the judge, the lady judge, Patricia Kokalis, she came in and sat down and began to, like, you know, amuse herself, maybe like reading on something, whilst she's listening to hear my lawyer make his argument why she should dismiss his case. Very peculiar thing. Whereas I'm sitting there and waiting to hear what he's going to say. It took a while for him to actually utter something that you understand. he was sitting there and going through an emotion and would more seems like he's not very well, you know, and he's having a problem to express himself. Now, a guy like that, you know, something must be wrong with him, for real, from whatever cause or not. But he was like stuttering, and not able to come out for about, you know, 3 seconds or something like that. He's like mumbling something and not coming out with what you can understand, until eventually began to say what you understand. And so while he may say something that the judge was able to react to, he wasn't able, the judge did not accept what he said. And the judge got up and reached over to the to her shelf, a little library there, and take out a manual, legal manual, and began to search to find something to help with what my lawyer is trying to tell her. So she looked and tried to find something, and I think my lawyer did take up one of her book as well and try to find something. None of them couldn't find anything to satisfy what the judge wanted to hear as a good argument to dismiss my case. And therefore, there is no progress on that. They can't find anything. So the judge tell him, all right, it was late morning. The judge said to him that, all right, go and find what you need to get and send it back over to me by 4 p.m. All right. So, all right, we were let go free. And it was like about Monday or Tuesday, maybe a Monday morning or so. And I think it was about Friday of that week, I get a letter from the judge. Say, she dismissed my lawyer's motion to dismiss my case. All right. So you know what's going to happen now. Me, the novice, I'm going to subpoena the federal judge who ruled on my federal case, right? It was a discrimination case. And so I file the subpoena and take a walk over to the federal courthouse and gave the subpoena to the judge's secretary. So the secretary is telling me, oh no, you don't file a subpoena for the judge. The judge is the one who file subpoena on people. So I just look at her and tell her, give it to him and walk away. Now, when it was time for when it was time for the judge to appear to the deposition, I sat for him. Because now I am pro se, you know, I'm representing myself. So I was waiting now for a time now for us to have the deposition. He wrote me about 2 weeks before that time. The judge, the federal judge, wrote me and tell me that he's not able to attend to the deposition because he has somewhere to go. Now, according to the law on the court, I must agree for him. You know, I can excuse him or not excuse him. And I did not excuse him. And the next person that can excuse him is the clerk of the court. And the clerk of the court don't excuse him. He never come to the deposition. What I do as a reaction to that, I file a motion with my judge where I file the case at the circuit court. I asked the court to grant a motion for compellence, to compel the federal judge to come to the next scheduled deposition I'm going to set. And then when I petitioned the judge, you know, with the deposition, you know, it's the proper motion I filed. You know, this guy didn't come and he was not excused by the court nor me. So, you know, they're supposed to like dish him some discipline, because you don't do that to you know in the court, if it's a court at all. Now I realize what these sodomites are doing out there and in America, so they have court. It's not court. A sodomite, I mean, wrong emulation of court. Really. But the point why I'm trying to tell you this, let's hope somebody may learn something off of this. So yes, you can go in there and represent yourself. And especially if you're African, you need to take kingship law and go in there. And since you're tied up with them, let that judge where you go to say, hey, show him your kingship law code and say, I object to this court on the basis of no no jurisdiction. That's what you're going to say. An African person is not supposed to go to no courthouse in America under these sodomite white people, because they are not even human beings, right? And nobody will take them into this water to prove it. You have an opportunity, use it, and you will see. They have no jurisdiction over African people, but they know we are retarded, and they know we don't know. That's what is going on. All of our people who are big lawyers in America, they're just like the useless, what you call him, Nelson Mandela. They're just like Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela in America. He's a lawyer. And he was working and defending some of his people. And these white sodomite, whatever you call them, right? They manipulate him. Yeah, and give him most a lifetime in a prison. You imagine that? Couldn't tell them that, look, you're out of jurisdiction because I am African. You are nothing here. Get out. That's what he should have done. But there's hardly anybody around here that we have who should know what legal jurisdiction is. We are under kingship, and you can prove it in the Western world that when we left Africa and come to the Western world, we have jurisdiction here in America. But these guys who put their disease and affect our brain, we don't know. We don't know. So they're just now using our wealth and everything like that. I doubt them. But you know what? They're going to find out one sweet day. These faggots, white people, that they are not human beings. They don't have anything to do with our jurisdiction. Get out. Okay? They're going to find out. Anyway, the end of what I'm telling you is this. The court that I filed to compel and turn me down, that lady, I go home because I could, you know, make an argument to the judge that, you know, it wasn't right for her to do that. But I didn't do that because, for one thing, I am not recognized in their court, you know what I mean? And I am not going to create a problem in there, getting them to understand what their sodomite brain is not doing. I just play it cool that way. I go home and wrote this judge a letter. And I tell the judge in the letter that if you are, you know, in the sense that she decided that she's not going to give me, she's not going to compel the judge. So I'm saying, well, I'm telling her that if she's covering for a crook, she's a crook herself. She's a judge. I am a little pro se. And of course, I'm not white. Okay, I'm none of that. But I want to show you how this play out. You know, the judge, I gave her the letter. I gave the chief judge a letter, a copy to, and filed the other copy with the clerk. All right, so what do you think happened now? Not too long after that, I was at the courthouse where I was going to make a oral argument, 30 minutes in the court, where I have an appeal for trespassing at a church, which I didn't trespass. But these sodomites, the Christian sodomite them, that's the way they, you know, in America, you know, they find a place to make money by throwing their disease into our brain. And today we don't have any sense. 100,000 years ago. And nobody don't find out anything. So that day when I was up at the courthouse now, waiting to do my oral argument, two sheriffs come up to me. And they tell me they were coming up to my house, but they realized that I was coming into the courthouse on a schedule. So they come into the courthouse, and they found me, and they tell me their story, that the judge sent over a letter to the state attorney saying, I threaten her in a letter with bodily harm. Yeah, with bodily harm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I asked them to show me where is the threat. I was surprised. They were not fast on their feet to show me. No. Mm-mm. So they say, the state attorney thinks that I threatened the judge. I said to these two cops, if the state attorney thinks that I threaten the judge with bodily harm, the state attorney cannot use words right. Can't use words right. That's what I tell the two cops. How about that? Yeah, but it's true. What I'm telling you is true. So, you see these white people? They are monkeys, for real. They are monkeys. You know how many times they cut my mic off because they don't want nobody to hear what I'm saying? But the day is gonna come. I don't think it is too long from now. Do you see in Texas the big the big balls that are dropping out of the sky and lightning forevermore like it will never stop? Yeah, something is going on in Texas. Something is going on in Texas. You see what I mean? And they are going to find out that wherever in the case that they are thinking that they are going to hold America forever, I am telling them, they come here in America, say they are using their federal government to make law for two men to fuck each other, right? In matrimony until they let us depart. Men who are fucking each other like a man fucking a woman. That's what these nasty bastards have done to us. You see what I mean? Yeah. That's what they have done to us. None of Mandela did not make an argument to drive them out. Uh-uh. And you look and see Thomas Clarence Thomas turn judge. The guy is as retarded as we can come. Yeah. All of the African people you see working with the U.S. government, they are mentally retarded. They're born retarded 100,000 years ago. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. I am looking on them. Listen to them talking about Trump. the same thing they are doing to Trump. That's what they did to us in America. You hear that? That's what they do to us. Well, they do us worse, though, than they do in Trump. But what they are turning against Trump for, you know, Trump was just like them. But now Trump feel like he is to, like, do things to show his power. You know, if this were a real government, he would have never done that. Because he would know that a real government was not going to play what he was playing. Okay? He doesn't think so. Like he say, he's the president, what on what he can do. But now, it seems like they are really going to teach him a lesson and say, no, we are the government and you must obey the government, not you. Okay? But you can't take that place. You see, the government must be the government, and if you take a position, you have to serve that. Don't bother come and go on like you this and you that. Well, it takes a long time for them to come to that. These are targets. It won't be long before the world will know they are not human beings and why they are calling themselves human beings. And even like, you know, using you know, taking over the name of our species. Yeah, that's what they're doing right now. You see what I mean? And they think that, oh, you know, they don't need to care about us because they know that we are retarded already, but they're going to find out the day the barrel bursts. You see what I mean? These white primates, them, yeah, they can't ask me why. Because I will ask them why when God called Abraham and asked him to sacrifice his son. What happened there, sir? Why was God doing all of that? God know all things. So why God do all of that? What I'm trying to tell you is these white people don't know that the God's able to revive us. And when they revive us, they are as good as butter against the sun. They don't know that. Right? What they know best is to fuck us all. Okay? And that's why they come everywhere we lodge in the Western Hemisphere. And what they do, come many years, thousands of years later, come find us and go everywhere and spread their sodomite people among us. History don't stand up for that. But they are doing it now because the rest of us retarded. You think we are going retarded forever? Look, the time has come when it's not going to be what these sodomites want, these homosexual. You see what I mean? They can convince some of us, they're not going to convince all of us, you don't see? So that is the thought process I began earlier to talk to you about. You are not going to be powerful if you don't submit yourself to the golden rule of kingship government jurisdiction. They decide that they are not going to obey Hernamu King's law. They're not going to obey Amurabi King's law code. Yeah, the same time when they are overthrowing the king in Italy, 509 BC, and talk about another them. Yeah, we know it's them all right. You see, if they think they are able to, like, get over what they do, they're not getting over it. Because, you know what? The gods are up there and watching. You think they wouldn't be watching? They are seeing, and I tell you something, all I care about is to live the way I am aware I am to live. That's all there is to it. Because I know what blood the gods put inside of us that make us the first human hybrid. We, the first. But these dog fucking white people, them, I call themselves president and all these kind of stuff, right? They feel like they will forever hold the power. It's not true, you know, because when the gods decide to just wipe everything out, that's what they will do, okay? So I tell you about that case, and, you know, it's to, like, give you a sense of what this world is like. You think that any and anybody could do what I did, and they come and said, you threatened with bodily, and all I said was, where is the threat? And when they said to me, once I tell them that the state attorney can't use words right at all, then they say, but the judge say that you're threatening. I repeat and tell them, these two cops, I say, if the judge thinks I threaten her with bodily harm, I said the judge can't read words right. Same thing I tell them. And then they are looking at me now, don't have any motion, nothing, no act, nothing to do now, right? Because I spaced them out. You know, and I'm not saying weak things. I am telling them things that is coming from deep somewhere. I know I am around the steering wheel, you know, see? What I am saying to her, yeah, that's right. Because I know I didn't write anything threatening. Why that circuit judge was interpreting what I say. It's English we speak here, right? Mm-hmm. So why she didn't realize that I wasn't threatening? No, but that's the way they are in America when them think that we're retarded. We don't know if we talk to them. But one time, maybe the first time, that an African ethnic indigenous person to this woman judge and tell her just as much as they are doing to us. I don't do nothing evil. I am just making her know that, look, if you're covering up, why you don't compel this judge to come to the deposition? Why? You know, and if he's a crook and you're covering up for a crook, and I say, I'm going to watch what you're going to do from now on. There's no threat in that. I never have body language or nothing like that, or words that indicate I was, you know, and I am far from ever being somebody who is violent. No. And I'm not disrespectful either, but hey, this a faggot woman come and a deal with me like that. Oh, she just give me the power. Use it on her because she was rank and stink. you know, and I don't mean in clothes. I'm talking about her mentality. It stinks. You know, it stinks. So what I'm trying to tell you, you will be who you want to be. Really. But if you don't know how to be that person, you will never be. You see. So if I can, I didn't know that stuff was going to happen that day. You know, I wasn't expecting that. But, you know, it's just like the gods tell me what to say. Don't play around that way, because you're going to lose everything you have. You see what I mean? Right now, these faggots don't think that we're going to kick them out of America. Because this is not, it is not theirs. They follow us and come here when about some 50,000 years they come here and talk about this is their country. Let these faggots continue to think that, and they are going to find out this is our place. Not them. You know, the only way to get off with it is if the gods, they don't decide to do anything. You see what I mean? And they have everything to wipe out all of these faggot foolishness that's been going on here ever since these guys. They trail us. And there's a reason why they trail us. And they will find out if they forget why they trail us and come into the Western world. Why did they do it? And it's here now, like, it's all bears. Fucking asshole. Dog asshole. They fuck on each other. Yeah. They now expect. You know, they have won over some African people to be gay. Yes, they do. They do. And I tell you something. It is a matter of time because you know what? It's either they are right and I am wrong. If I am wrong, the world will know. If I am right, the world will know too. And I am telling you that I have never seen anything like this in my lifetime, with these white people take the kind of position that they have taken. Everywhere we go, not one, not two. I mean, every place. We hybrid. We the first. We are the indigenous, and that's what indigenous mean. They are not the first in the Western world, and we are here. Thousands upon thousands of years before they came and take away all of what we own. That's what they do. And we have like, that's not what they do. These fucking silly nastiness. You know, they are lawyers, they are doctors, they are everything and all this kind of thing. And we no longer run institution that the gods set up here themselves. They don't know what no civilization, these sodomites, they don't know what civilization is. No, and they will never know civilization as long as they're fucking each other's assholes. Get out. That's what I'm telling you right now. Get out. If you're out there, you're hearing me? Get out. Go back up to your Europe up there. You're not going to fool us all the time. You see what I mean? Because right now, all you need to do is, like, since your government, all right, Come prove it to me. Prove it to me that you are a government. You're not. Kingship is, kingship brought civilization. You not civilized in the least. None. So all your government where you have and all over the world you do business. What is AD and Adamani? It's based on Jesus. But Jesus never entered into a Bible. They can't read. These people can't read well enough. They can only read to a certain point. But they don't have a good sense to know that they cannot use a character that never exists as a foundation for government. And the reason why they are able to do that, it is because they come to our institution and learn everything that they know. Because 3.5 million years, they couldn't talk but make stone tools. So, you know, about all these old bunch of evil stuff they do into the Bronze Age and what they do with our people into our, when we raised up our cities and stuff like that. Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. These people are the people of civilization, not Europe. These fucking ass white people them talking about, like, yeah, this is, it is our stuff they have. It is. But they think we're too retarded to know. Well, we were retarded for a while, but not anymore. Okay? Some of us may gone too bad, but I tell you, not all of us. They think it's all forgotten. These sodomites that come here and find us and take away every dime from us. And they think it's all done and forgotten. These fucking stinking us all down. Because they are nothing but that. But they want us to look on them like they are civilized and they are the best in the world. No. No. Go back where you come from. Because the truth is going to, like, really blow you, like, where you never come from. It's going to do that. And you watch and see what's going on, because the gods been long time want us to improve ourselves. And they are improving some of us. And their will be done. They come here and make civilization. These sodomites want to be human, right? And that's what their thing is. We don't want to be human. We are created humans, okay? And now I'm telling you to get out. The way you come in, you're going out to the other gate. Get out. I'm telling you. Because if you think it's going to be okay for you to be there and you talk about our country, yeah, you're going to find out. Okay? So, my friends, it's a personal thing. We have to think for ourselves. We will be overcomers. You hear Trump telling his people he cannot be defeated. Trump don't know himself. He made all the wrong moves. You don't know when you make wrong moves, you give away your leverage. You know, he thinks that they're going to yield the government rights to him. You have some of them out there are fool as jackasses. You know, they are in sympathy with this guy. And they don't see a whole bunch of them gone to prison or do time in a prison where, you know, I mean, they think that, you know, they and Trump are friends and stuff like that. No, they get time to spend in a jail, in prison. Because they think, you know, Trump is everything to them. They'll find out on a side. Go. You see, there are the hierarchy. And if they put you into a position and you don't decide to, like, play it well, you're going to be a sacrificial lamb for them. Because they're not going to, they are criminals. The guy at the head of the pyramid are criminals. They're sodomites. You see, they are all a part of the deal. They have all the riches together. But when it comes to the hierarchy, they're not going to make the lower guy mess up what them have upstairs. So you watch and see what's going to happen when the gods set them up to be too weak and civil and unable. Yeah, they will not be able to do anything. And to hear the populace saying, all right, bye, 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 bye. You see, because they don't want anything for themselves. They couldn't obtain anything for themselves. White people, no, they couldn't obtain anything for themselves. So when the time is come, the gods will show them that, you know what? You take our existence for granted. But you hear the thunder rolling out there? You see all these golf balls coming out of the skies and pelting away at whatever it impacts? Yeah, my friends. We know who we are. And you talking about a federal law, you don't have no federal law. If you have federal law, you're at the wrong place with it. You need to go to Europe. And if you think, say, oh, look at us and like, oh, I wonder what he's talking about. Well, you're going to find out. You're going to find out. If you think we don't know that you fuck dogs, right, and you fuck man, and you want to turn us into fucking each other, it's not going to happen. And those who you messed up, you can take them with you. Those who you messed up, you take them with you. Because the time will come when everybody will have the last breath. You see that? That's right. So I'm saying to you that nothing become of the nonsense that the judge was saying about, you know, I am very adamant. And I don't know what kind of a state attorney that, you know, must be a sodomite when on a sense either and just think that they can just push us around. Find out that, you know what? We have mastery of language. And language come from our gods who pass it on to us. You faggot and think that, oh, you're attorney this or attorney that. You're not real attorneys in America. You're not. Because you don't have a government here. And I know all about that. You have no government whatsoever. And if you think you do, prove it. You know what? It could be only be when I'm dead and have nothing to do with here anymore that you could get away with something. As far as now is concerned, you're not getting away with anything. The gods will set it all up. That's what I think. That's what I think. Because there is a history for this this element of life. Yeah. And things will come along like the gods want it. And my friend, I thank you for tuning into the program today. There's a lot to know. And the more you want to follow these people that call themselves Jews and Gentiles and them whole bunch of foolishness, that's not the truth. You see? And it's difficult when you're hearing people talking a whole bunch of rubbish. And if you were to take them back into the beginning and ask them about civilization, how did civilization come by? They don't know. But they're out there talking all kind of rubbish like it's true. You see what I mean? When I said Jesus never exists, neither did God in the Bible never exist. They're just writing characters into the book. You see? There is absolutely, when you read, you only see that people are writing about this character Jesus and behave like it's true. And because of our retardation that is bothering us, a lot of things we don't understand. But when we get to the point where we do understand, that's all she wrote. You see? So all we want to do is to praise our God. And if they stand with us, these sodomites not have anywhere to go but Europe. And they think that, oh, they're better off than us. We are nobody. They have all the wealth. You steal it, you fucking fool. Yeah, you didn't bring anything come here. You did not. And you may think that you're all up in the clouds up there and something like that. You're going to find out how high up in the cloud you are. No, they don't know anything else than to excel themselves. Imagine they come and hunt us down and decided that they are going to control us and what we have. And I'm telling them, that's not the truth. That is not the truth. You white people are not human beings. And unless we read, we won't know that is true. But it's a simple thing, because I've been running around and couldn't find what I need to sink my foot in the ground. But, you know, now I find out. You're not human being, and you'd like us to think that we are. We are apes simply because we are retarded and we're not thinking, we're not holding our own. But what happened when we begin to see? That's a different story. And while you are thinking now, you have it all, you're going to find out something. You're going to find out something. And a lot of you have been tasting the wrath of the gods. But you're idiots. You don't realize you're doing a wrong thing. And you feel like, you know, everything is yours. Well, you will see. You will see. Oh, well. You know, when something is yours, it's yours. There's no joke about that. All right. So I want to thank you, my friends, for tuning into the program. And it's going up to 6 o'clock now, 10 minutes to 6. I have not felt all that happy today, but talking now helped me to feel much better, because I still lean on the everlasting arm of the gods, they who provide everything. Sometimes, you know, it feel like, you know, things not going our way, but we will learn more and more if we continue to look in the right direction. And my friends, the day will come when we will know a lot more. on better. These folks, they are going down the wrong road. And when they think they're going the right road, it is the wrong road. They feel like they have everything going their way. Okay? And they have the right to do this and to do that. That is when we think you, A.D. Anadamani, is something real. That is what I call cleave bubble stuff. Cleave bubble system. We have kingship system that you try to ruin, but only the intangible, not the intangible, but the tangible. You can only ruin the tangible things, but you can't ruin the intangible. So, listen, my friends, I am going to see if I can read a few things and bring us to where we have another dish of thought, okay? And this is what I'm going to bring to you. 3,800 BC. Remember that date? Counted time. Zodiac calendar of Nepal was granted to mankind. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. This is not like what you would call some truth somewhere. Truth has a certain type of identity. You hear how it started? 3,800 BC. Counted time zodiac calendar of Nippur was granted to mankind. Why? What are we doing with ourselves right now? You see where we are? And you see what is civilized? I'm just telling you about Nippur. Nippur is a place you ought to like just Google and it will come up to you. I am not lying. You hear me? Okay, and it's just a matter in due season, these batty fuckers, white people, come into our territory and mix up with us and begin to have children with us because you want our, more of our blood, okay? We know how you get the blood there to begin with, right? My friends, we don't lift up no military stuff against you. We don't do that. But look what you do. You come here with every intention to kill us. A whole bunch of oligarchs. Isn't that what you did to the Chinese and the Indians? You do it to all of us. So how can you be human? Right? And you come now with your fucking ass. What do you call it? Their culture. Yeah, they come in here to spread it on us and behave like they are the mighty one. They look like they are the best people on the planet Earth. You're all honest fucking culture. That's what you all are. And you're sitting out there like, oh, you're all the great, you know, of the nicer things on the planet Earth. And you don't know that something is working against you. Something is working against you. And pretty soon, you won't be the same person you knew. Now, a new social structure. I am reading to you what a lot of people in the world don't know. Those who are over there and they are talking about the Bible is the word of God and all this. These people fuck too many assholes. You see, so that blessed are they that know the joyful sound. These people don't know no joyful sound because they're batty fuckers. Okay? And they think now that, oh, we would be down and out. We don't have nothing to say. Well, you know what? You're an idiot to think that you have a culture that all of you learn to fuck batty hole. Your anus was not made for sexuality. It did not. Whilst the only reason I'm talking about it, it is because you leave where you are and come and begin to mess with us. And I'm telling you, hey, that Bible that you have there about Jesus and stuff like that, I'm telling you, take it and go back where you come from. Because, look, I don't have to, like, strain my voice to say nothing. Because I'm not begging none of you anything. Because you never have anything. And what you have now is not yours. You see what I mean? You wait until the good Lord endowed us with that unique power. And you will find out exactly what is going to happen in the due time. All right? Good. A new social structure based on economic power also arose. Talking about our civilization, not these fucking ass white louse, not them. Okay? So we're talking about, we're coming from like almost 4,000 years ago, you know, when we have the Bronze Age going on, right? 4,000 to 3,000 BC. So you can research Napa, N-I-P-P-U-R, Nipper, right? Calendar and time comes from the gods giving them to us to rule ourselves. That's what it was all about, that we would rule ourselves after they are gone. We are the only people that represent the gods that roll the thunder and send the rain and all these drop these ball, you know, size things from out of the water. Listen to me. As soon as we get our stuff together, the God will see fit. They will rake you, I mean, uncivilized, honest, fucking nothing. You will find out how serious the gods can be. And you should know by now. If you don't know by now, you will know then. All right. So I'm telling you, my friends, this is what the world history textbook says. These folks don't have anything in the world history textbook. And I'm telling you, people who don't know where the truth is at, I can tell you, Glencoe, world history textbook, yeah, and this is only one set of history. The other set of history is Sumerian. But in this book, these faggots come here and they can't leave us alone. They can't leave us alone because we have what they want. But they mess us up. And only those of us who are going to come to our senses, that will be manifestation of the great gods. So what I am telling you now, I sit down and I can't even like do things, you know, the way it's supposed to be done. But I'm doing it the way I can, right? And I'm telling you now, where we are in time, these faggots, them don't belong here. They were not belonging here a long time ago. Now I'm telling you why we are able to do what we're doing right now. It's because they cannot stop the gods and the gods' ways and manifestation. They can't stop it. Right? You see what Trump was like, and you see where he's headed now. You know, he's playing out his last little role, right? But anytime it's going to take him, anytime he realized that he was playing his game the wrong way, it's too late. You know, Trump and I are about the same age, right? And this guy is behaving like he is God. You know, somebody fool him. Okay? It is time he should take his thing and go back home. Instead, he wants to rule like money is the only thing he knows about. That's these fucking ass people. You think that Trump and Biden and all these things, all these guys are not fucking honest people? What about the Pope? The Pope? What about the Pope? What is their relationship to the Pope? Yeah, they're all hierarchy to themselves, right? Yeah. And if you think that, look, if they were not in our territory, I wouldn't be talking about them. I wouldn't even know them. No, I'm telling them, look, as long as we've been here, they had opportunity to be in the Western world long before we came here. Yeah, that's right. If you think we don't know nothing about you, you make a real big mistake. Okay? We want our space, and you dogs and sorcerers and monkeys, get out of our ways. Get out. So what we are supposed to do right now, we can't do it because they are in our way. Fucking ass fools. Look, I tell you, they are the, what do you call it? The flat-faced man of Kenya. That's what the book said they are. But they want to like turn it around and say, we are the ones who are apes. That's not true. We were created 200,000 years ago when were they evolved. When these white people evolved, you know? Do you know? Yeah, 3.5 million years ago, man. Okay? They can't do anything best but fuck body assholes. Look here. Get out because you don't hear anything yet. You don't hear anything yet. You can't write Bible and talk about Isaiah and all them kind of things and stuff like that. And you guys, all you want is fuck batty asshole. That's what you want. Come here and make law for us to fuck batty asshole. No. Stink. Get out. Get out and you're going to find out how easy you're going to be getting out. Now, what we are supposed to be doing today, these guys don't have no civilization or nothing. But they mess up our brain and we don't know where to go. But things are changing right now. Now, we are in this state. Our mental state should be a new, should be in the new social structure. Based on economic power also arose rules and an upper class of priests, government officials, and warriors dominated society. Below this upper class was a large group of free people, farmers, artisans, and craft people. The bottom was a slave class. Abundant food supply created new opportunities, enabling some people to work in occupations. I'm not talking about white people, no. He's talking about us, civilization. Because they are not civilization. It's thief and crookedness and all them kind of things that these sodomites have done. Why they push us down into the ground? Because we turn fool. Okay? So just understand that. We don't just turn fool. We turn fool from 100,000 years ago. And we come to the Western Hemisphere and we can only do so much things. You hear me? See, anywhere they come now, they come and learn and then take control. And that's what is happening, right? But we will come back together with ourselves. As it was in the beginning, so it will be in the end. These guys not coming from nowhere, and they're going to go back where they don't have nowhere. Just alike. Europe is where they're supposed to go. But they can't make anything for themselves, except now they learn a lot from us. But the point is, our blood is not in union with them. And we don't have any kind of incentive for them to be among us. You see what I'm trying to say? The history says we must follow our own order. We are not order with them. And see, they come forcing up themselves on us like we and them are the same. No, read the world is the textbook. Okay? Now, it goes on to say, enabling us people to work in occupations other than farming. The demand of the upper class for luxury items encourage artisans and cross people to create new products. He's talking about us, not talking about them. And this is coming from the Glencoe World History textbook. As urban populations exported finished goods to neighboring population in exchange for raw materials, organized trade began to grow because trade brought new civilizations into contact with one another. It often led to the transfer of new technology from one region to another by the large, however, the early river valley civilizations develop independently. Each one was based on development connection to the agricultural revolution of the Neolithic age and the cities that this revolution helped to produce. Taken together, the civilization of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China constituted nothing less than a revolutionary state in the growth of human society. Human don't mean white people one biscuit. None. Okay? Source: Glencoe World History, published 2004, edition 2, page 31. That's where this material comes from. And if you think I am joking, look into this thing can get the what you call the. You can come to the show here, and get, you know, what I have just read here, and of any help it can be to you. But this is the truth. There is no other truth in the world beside this. This is the fact. And when you read the Glencoe book, it will better help you to understand why this is the truth. For example, the back of the Sumerian book will tell you this: when time began, they came, which means the gods, came to earth thousands of years ago to usher in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished. Now, I have nothing to do with European, because Europe is not a civilized country, and the settlers up in Europe are not civilized either. So they are only wrongly emulating us and doing everything they can to wipe us out of the map. Okay? So I'm giving it to you. Now, yes, our human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart, science and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to our greatness, to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin, the author, draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. My friend, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. If you don't understand what's going on, seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened. You need to prove nothing to anybody. Prove things to yourself. And that will work into your own conscience. You will tell whether or not you are on the right track or not. And that's all you need to do. You don't need to prove nothing to anybody else. All right? So I want to, like, read you just two more. Just two more small pieces of information. Yes. Okay. Here is what I want to read you. Elohim brought to earth their civilization. That's a fact. Time and calendar. That's where it comes from. So this, you know, imagine that these gods came and worked into into South Africa. And these faggot white people come and want a large body of our African civilized people to not know that civilization come by our creator, where they touch down in the Persian Gulf. And make up close by there is one of their little settlements, and it is called Heredo, right? But you have quite a few more places that they make up as well. But they go into South Africa, where they mine gold and a lot of things out there. Now, sometime about 2006, where this group of scientists, engineers, them. Just a second. Yes, and so these scientists, one of them is a pilot and used to drive over this land space over in South Africa. And they said the place is about twice the size of the state of Texas. All right, so this pilot used to fly over there and notice how the place is beautiful. You know, like a lot of the earth itself were decorated, and until this day, the beauty of it is there. However, it is about 150 miles inland in South Africa. This pilot get together with some of his colleagues who are scientists. You know, it seemed like about some five or six of them. And he began to tell his peers of science that there is something over there worthwhile checking out. And they talk about it for maybe like about 2 years before they decided to go over there and check it out. And they did, like about, probably about 2012 or something, or somewhere there, that they decided to go over there and check out the place. They go over there. And I'm just going to read to you now what belongs to us as Africans. These dirty fucking Europeans that have no civilization written down into no world history textbook. They are not civilized, but there is history to tell why we are having the problem with them. There is history to tell. No, I can't dive down into that right now. I want to give you one paragraph of what the leading scientists tell us about the place over there, that these faggots don't want us to go there, and it is our place. Just think about how nasty these fuckabatties are. You think about that. We don't do those, we don't play those kind of games. We don't do those things like these foolish, animalistic stuff where they think that to fuck batty, well, no, all what pleasure they're going to get out of it is nasty pleasure, and they want to come bring us into it. They're going into our schools trying to beat our young one to fuck batty. We can't take that Otherwise, we're going to ask the gods for serious, serious stuff. Yeah, because they don't belong among us. And we ought not to suffer this anymore. You hear me? We ought not to suffer this anymore. And we're not going out there and fight with them with nothing, you know. You know that me I talk about. But we must come out of the church and feed them church and a few we. Okay? And the voting by them a vote is all faggot foolishness that we are bowing down to. We have our government and all we have to do is find the law and live by it. Let these fucking assholes go about there where they come from up there in Europe. If we fail to do that, we fail. Now, listen to this now. When we have our thing, the real, real, real substance, we're reading it. They don't want to hear nothing of this. They turn off my mic. You see what I mean? But the time is coming, though. The time is ripening. Hertz International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, very talented man, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. This is, my friend, I have a link that you can always access. If you come here and you want this link, it is a very vital link because it will show you how the extensive research that they did. They say you have road years like 100 miles long, and the way the place is all decorated, it is for us to know about it. We should be taking vacation and go over there. No, these sodomites, we must move to destroy their AD and Adamani's so-called license for government because they don't have no government. No Jesus that they're talking about don't exist. Neither their God, begotten a son. It was them a faggot. In the Bible, it's two faggot character they have. And we don't know and allowing them to get away with more than murder. Okay? Now, when you find these idiots, you don't just leave it alone because you have your science to work on them and let them go about their business. Leave them to the Almighty and live your life according to the Almighty whose blood you have in your system. And that blood them have while them talking. And then they throw their disease into our system and kill so many of us in the Holocaust with their disease. Their disease. That's why we are here. Don't know what we're doing, man. But look up. We need to write our own history book and don't let these fuckers come here and tell us anything because they don't have anything to tell us. We have blood of the gods that come from way up yonder in the solar system, right? That's where the blood, our blood is from. They come and come get some of our blood, but they can't, they don't have the humanity. You see, because it's not the right type of process that they go through, right? To have, they can talk now, and all they're full of is a whole bunch of fucking assholes. Okay? Human beings don't do that. Okay? When I tell you we must chase them out, it's for real. Okay? Here is another little paragraph, right? Gonna read to you. Paragraph is what these sodomites have been doing to us into the Western Hemisphere since they come here since 1492. This little paragraph I'm going to read to you, and it's going to show you that we do have our government here in the Western world. When we leave Africa and come here 100,000 years ago, we are here in America, they said, like about 50,000 years ago. And it is their disease that destroy our brain, why we don't have kings. You look on the king, Emperor Haile Selassie. He was retarded too. You know, he didn't know whether he's going or coming. Really, like Mandela. You see what I mean? But if you are awakened and you begin to, you know, fire right on all six cylinders, now these nasty bastards will go their way. They don't have any right to come here and make law to marry fucking assholes, you know, in our territory, everywhere we go. It means that they are the takeover, don't you see? They are the takeover. When you go and vote for them on whatever you do for them, yeah, they are they're taking you over. Okay? Now, we don't have to get there at all if we begin to pay attention. Now, this is what they do to us. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas, the U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers, and government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. If anybody tell you that we don't have government, tell them they're lying. Because this come from a document that it's written by Real Colors researchers, you know, counting the dead, which means the dead that these white people, I mean, begin to kill us no sooner than they come here after we've been here over 50,000 years. They come here and begin to do these things because they're doing it because they know we have lost a lot of our senses, right? And some people think we only use, 10% of our brain, like the good quality part of our brain. But we don't know if we manage our government or not like that. And we don't have harmony with each other, the Chinese, the Indian. All of us are supposed to be together. If you want to interbreed or anything like that, or you want to stick to your own, let's say your own kind in this context, right? But all of us can interbreed and it would be no problem, but not with white sodomites, because we are human beings. They are not. Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you is the fact of life. So I'm telling you that this is not just a piece of paper that picked up on the ground. I'm telling you, a university, David Michael Smith University of Houston downtown. It's not a joke. And you will read like this document, like I tell you, come on the program, I'll give you this document with this reading. And you need to understand what have been done to us to prevent these sodomites from use their AD and Adamani on us. We must not accept AD and Adamani as government. And if you want to go and follow them and think a them of government, I tell you to not do that. You can go and do it because you have your will, do what you want to do, but I'm telling you the truth. Okay, now, so I tell you, I'm going to read you that little portion now, right? Yes. So this is what they do to us. You see? And here we are, still cannot help ourselves yet. You see? But we are not far away from it. But it's just that the people who are reading, they are the most troubled, with the disease. Yeah, they are lawyers, but they are more afraid of our own truth. I'm telling you, I have a few African attorneys who were, we were friendly, okay? I'll go to their office and sit down and talk and stuff like that. But from one day, I went to this attorney that I used to like just pass by his office and say hello and we are that jovial to each other. And it was quite a few years ago when a church arrested me and I needed to go to court and represent myself. So I was going to represent myself. So I go to this attorney that I'm telling you, I'm real friendly. And I wanted like about 30 minutes of his time for him to explain certain things to me. And do you see, after I went to that lawyer and he discovered that I am somebody who inclined to know certain kind of thing, he didn't want to see me around anymore. He and his wife, they all practice. But I didn't, I am not friendly with his wife or nothing. But I paid this lawyer $30. It's about 25 or so years ago. From I instruction from him, and I left, I realized that they did not want me around anymore after that. Yeah, so, and I had a work with another friend that became a lawyer and started to practice. And I tell him about AD and Adamani. You know what? I don't hear from him anymore. I call him, don't hear from him. So, my friends, there are things for to elevate us, but if we don't want to elevate ourselves, it's not going to happen. So, I am telling you, the kind of stuff these white people are doing to us, we don't know. Because they keep us away from and discourage us from reading because they know what they do to us. Why we, you know, they want to keep us dumb. You see, and they are in charge now. They are in charge of all of our industries and all our establishments. Imagine that. We don't want them here to help or do nothing. And it's not theirs what them say them have. It's not these fucking ass nonsense. It's not for them. It's for us. We must take it. Okay? We must take it. It's not theirs. You're afraid to do that. Well, something's going to go wrong with you. Okay? But once we make these fucking assholes tell us that the America is theirs, well, it will be theirs, right? Yeah, because you sit down and you go into their church and they shoot you down and nothing become of it. You hear? This is what they're doing. Now, if we don't decide to do anything, well, something will do us. They have 1220 AD, their so-called law with Jesus, where no exists at all. And that's what they use to kill us. And we cannot do anything when they drag you into like the so-called courthouse and do whatever they want to do. Them do anything because we won't get up and realize and find out and take hold of our power. Okay? Let these fucking ass old idiots get out of our territory. That's all there is to it. When you read all these things, tell you that them use them things where them have church and so-called church, and they use it to undermine our system. We're here some 1,000 years, and they just come here the other day after they go learn all kind of thing and come down now with them little reading and something like that, and decide to turn away fool. That's what is going on. Now, my friends, I tell you, they say now after they are undermining our system, the often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo. My friend, this is a key piece of information that I just gave you here, right? And with the Africa, the South Africa, they call it the Habsu, that we are supposed to know these places. You see what I mean? And if we know what to do, we can get these people out in no time because they don't have any license to practice any government in America. Plain and simple. You see what I mean? But they are idiots. They don't have any sense. You see, they think what they're doing is okay. They don't realize that, you know, fire on the stick. They do whatever they want to do to us already. Look, now, civilization is squeezing their gut right now because they look more like human than their themselves, who they were and what they changed to look like human being. It's not working out for them because they fuck us up. You know, what that sex is going to do for you, you can't have no children fucking us up. Okay? But they want to do it anyway. They're possessed with demons. Fucking demons. And I will settle at this. I tell you what is true. Nobody can change it. It is the truth. And it doesn't matter what I have or any type of reason anybody wants to have, you can't change what I am saying. And anybody who thinks that they have something to resist what I am saying, I want to hear it. I do. I really do. Because we are going to talk about in the beginning. Who was first in the beginning? Who comes second? Who comes third? We are going to know that if we sit down to talk what makes sense. May the good Lord bless and keep us, those who are worthy of their keeping. Blessings to you, and take good care. Let's hope we'll have another edition. And that is if anybody hear what I have to say on this edition, because these faggots, they set out to just mute out everything that I say. And only if I play a tune will anybody hear it. That's all you would hear. This is the kind of stuff these faggots are doing on our turf. Our turf. And they want to look at us and tell us that they think we are like them. They can tell us that, oh, you know, it's not ours. And you just back off. No, we can read now. We know exactly where we are. You idiot fucking dogs. Don't bring your fucking dog stuff to us. You hear? Go where you come from. And if you don't, you will get the furnace from the gods. They promise to come after you. And they will. They will not forget it. All right. Let's see. A little number here. It's not a leaf cold. Go tell it on the mountain.
Set my people free. Oh.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.